Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A car bomb targeting a police bus in Istanbul killed 11 people, including 7 officers, and wounded 36 others during the morning rush hour Tuesday. Multiple ambulances were sent to the scene in the central historic district of Veznegiler near Istanbul University in Bayezid Square, a popular tourist destination. After visiting the wounded being treated in Haseki Hospital, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Turkey's fight against terrorists will continue to the end. The blast, which occurred on the second day of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, is the latest of several attacks in Istanbul and Ankara this year. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Washington and Beijing will enforce sanctions against North Korea for its recent nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program.
Neither one of our nations will accept North Korea as a nuclear weapons state, and we are both determined to fully enforce the U.N. Security Council Resolution 2270. So I'm grateful that our Chinese counterparts agreed to have experts from each of our countries come together to coordinate the full and effective implementation of sanctions going forward from now.
China, which is the North's main ally and benefactor, supported the tougher sanctions against the North. Please look at our website at voanews.com and this reminder that you are listening to VOA News. A big climate announcement could come this week in Washington. Experts are watching to see if Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi commits to ratifying the Paris Climate Agreement before the end of the year. If India ratifies the deal, that will put it on the brink of going into force well ahead of the original 2020 target. Advocates say it would be a strong signal that developing countries are serious about fighting climate change. But critics note that India has committed to very little under the Paris Agreement. Modi is on a state visit to the United States, including a special address to a joint meeting of Congress and its 7th meeting with President Obama. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is making history as the first woman to be the presumed nominee for president of one of the country's 2 major political parties. She has clinched the majority 2,383 delegates needed to defeat Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders for the Democratic nomination. Clinton spoke Monday night near Los Angeles.
I got to tell you, according to the news, we are on the brink of a historic, unprecedented moment. But we still have work to do, don't we? We have 6 elections tomorrow, and we're going to fight hard for every single vote, especially right here in California.
Meanwhile, Sanders vowed to carry his fight for the nomination until the very end. Poland and more than 20 NATO member states began large-scale military training exercise Tuesday as part of efforts to reassure Central and Eastern European countries concerned by Russia's actions in nearby Ukraine. The Kremlin formally denounced the exercises early Tuesday, saying they do not contribute to an atmosphere of trust and security on the continent. Tensions between Russia and the West are higher than they have been since the end of the Cold War. The United Nations Refugee Agency reports tens of thousands of people in southeast Niger have been forced to flee their homes in the wake of escalating attacks by Boko Haram militants. The UN Refugee Agency reports that attacks by Boko Haram on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on the town of Bosso displaced an estimated 50,000 people in the troubled Diffa region. Last month, the UNHCR warned that security and the humanitarian situation in the Diffa region were growing worse. A Hindu priest was killed Monday in what police fear is the latest of a string of attacks against Hindus in the Muslim-majority nation of Bangladesh. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.